Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fifth Sunday of Easter, year A. Our readings today, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verses 55 to 60. Psalm 31, the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verses 2 to 10, and the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. God, from the busyness of our lives, we have come to be still in the hush of your quietness. From the noise of our questions, we have come to hear your voice. From the anguish of our hearts, we have come to receive your peace. From the emptiness of our struggles, we have come to be filled. Lord, we have come. Meet with us, that we may not have come in vain. Amen. Lord, your name is holy. Your will for us is perfect, and your loving presence fills every corner of our lives. We know that the riches of your love expose the poverty of our lives. So easily are we tempted to please ourselves, to see even worship as something for our personal blessing, and to be offended when we are not thanked and praised. We pray that you will draw us closer to Christ and make us more ready to be servants of the servant King. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 479, Thine Forever, God of Love.
We stand to sing the hymn, Thine Forever, God of Love.
We pray the collect for the fifth Sunday of Easter, followed by the Easter anthem, Christ our Passover, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with their own leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Following Jesus. Following Jesus. Our first lesson deals with the death of Stephen, the first Christian martyr. Stephen's witness demonstrates that he was indeed a true follower of Jesus. Stephen was one of those selected by the people to solve a problem that faced the early church. The apostles called together the whole community of disciples and said, "It is not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, friends, select among yourselves 7 men of good standing, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task, while we, for our part, will devote ourselves to prayer and to serving the word." Acts chapter 6, verses 2 to 4. Stephen, who was described as a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, was one of the 7 chosen to be the first deacons of the church. After prayer and the laying on of hands, Stephen and the others were instrumental in the continued increase in the numbers of disciples of Jesus. Luke in Acts of the Apostles states that Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Acts chapter 6, verse 8. Stephen was so outstanding that some who belonged to the synagogue of freedmen and others stood up and argued with him. However, Luke says they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Acts 6, verse 10. Since they could not challenge him, they accused Stephen of blasphemy, the same charge that was laid against Jesus. And they brought Stephen before the Sanhedrin, the same high Jewish council who condemned Jesus before handing him over to Pilate for the death sentence. Following the same procedures as they previously did with Jesus, they got false witnesses to accuse Stephen of speaking against the law and the temple and proclaiming that Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs that Moses handed on to us. Acts chapter 6, verse 14. The high priest gave Stephen the opportunity to respond to the charges. Stephen's response comes in the form of a lesson of Israel's history. Acts chapter 7, verses 2 to 53. Beginning with the call of Abraham and God's promise to Abraham of an offspring with his wife Sarah, and the promise of land and his descendants becoming a great nation through whom all nations will be blessed, Stephen spoke about Joseph's betrayal by his brothers, his faithfulness to God in Egypt, and God's gifts and blessings on Joseph. Stephen spoke about Joseph's reconciliation with his brothers, the arrival of his family in Egypt, and their relocation in the land of Goshen. He recalled their enslavery by a Pharaoh who did not know Joseph. He described the life of Joseph and his liberation with the help of God of the children of Israel as slaves in Egypt, their journey in the wilderness, and their eventual settlement in the land of promise. Stephen also mentioned the reign of David and his desire to build a house for the Lord. However, Solomon was the one to build the house for the Lord. Stephen closes his defense by accusing the Jewish High Council of going against the will of God whom they claim to worship. He exclaimed, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you are forever opposing the Holy Spirit, just as your ancestors used to do. Which of the prophets did your ancestors not persecute? They killed those who foretold the coming of the righteous one, and now you have become his betrayers and murderers. You are the ones that receive the law as ordained by angels, and yet you have not kept it." Acts chapter 7, verses 51 to 53. Stephen then had a vision of heaven opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Acts 7, verse 56. That was too much for the Jewish leaders. Stephen had affirmed his blasphemy as far as they were concerned. His blasphemy was the same as Jesus when he responded to the Jewish council, "And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Mark chapter 14, verse 62. They charged Jesus with blasphemy because he claimed that he would be seated at the right hand of God. Stephen's claim brought the same response. Luke records, "They covered their ears and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul." while they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he died. Acts chapter 7, verses 57 to 60. Like Jesus, his master, Stephen was sentenced to death for blasphemy. Just as Jesus was crucified outside the walls of the city, so too Stephen, his disciple, was stoned out of the city. Like his master Jesus, Stephen commended his spirit into God's hands. Like his master Jesus, Stephen requested that God forgive those who put him to death. Stephen literally followed Jesus in many ways. He lived and died as a faithful follower of Jesus, the Son of God. How faithful are we to the call to be disciples of Christ? Jesus invites us to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. How faithful are we to that call? Jesus calls us to love one another as he loves us. To what extent do we obey that commandment? Jesus endears us in today's gospel. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Do we truly believe in God? Do we live as though we believe that Jesus is the Son of God and the way, the truth, and the life? Do we believe that the Spirit of God is with us? Jesus calls us to go make disciples of all nations. Are we obeying that request? To what extent can we say today that we are true followers of Jesus? Remember, God calls, God equips, and God sends. Amen. Let us pray. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Lord, our way, our truth, our life. In you the mystery of eternity is open, and we behold your glory. Inspire your church with this vision, and build it into a spiritual house for you. Give us grace to grow into salvation. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Lord, our way, our truth, our life. You cast out fear, and in trusting in you, all people rejoice. Expand the vision of political leaders to embrace respect and dignity for all. Grant that our actions may proclaim life in its fullness. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Lord, our way, our truth, our life, move between us and unite all people into a community of your beloved children. Strengthen the bonds that make for cohesive living. Called by you, shape us as people of your promise. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Lord, our way, our truth, our life. In you our troubled hearts are eased, and we are enfolded in your love. Hear our prayer for all whom we know who are in trouble or distress. May the light of your countenance give hope and peace. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Lord, our way, our truth, our life, you prepare a place for us and take us to be with you forever. Carry to yourself all who have died. Lord Jesus, receive our spirits. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 412, Faith of Our Fathers.
Fire and sword, oh, how
We want to pray for the Synod of our Diocese, which will begin on Wednesday evening. Almighty and everlasting Father, you've given the Holy Spirit to abide with us forever. Bless, we pray, with his grace and presence, the bishops and other clergy, and the laity soon to be assembled in your name, that your church, being preserved in true faith and godly discipline, may fulfill all the mind of him who loved it and gave himself for it, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. May the power of the Lord Jesus strengthen us in his service. May the joy of the Lord Jesus fill our souls. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and abide with you always. Amen. And so we wish you a very rewarding, Spirit-filled week, and we pray for God's blessings upon you, your homes, and on the nation. We end with, "We are marching in the light of God."
We are moving in the power of God. marching, marching, we are marching, oh, oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching, marching, we are marching, oh, oh, we are marching in the light of God.